Okay. Okay, yes. I'd like to just go over things, okay? And show you that I think we're okay. The first thing I'd like to point out, okay? Put it down over there. The first thing is, if you remember, I asked the Kasha last week, okay? That the Rambam a priori, seems to be says himself in many ways. Because he starts off and he talks about Chizuk. He says, Chizuk Buvad. Okay? And then afterwards he talks about Chizuk and Usheh. Of Sheha'ovoin Godel Moed, which is two things we should mention before. And if that's Chizuk, then there's no reason in the world that he should say Vov. Okay? And then what does he mean at the beginning? That's Bovad. So it seems like, you know, something's wrong over here, or it's just Labadavka. Okay? At the beginning he says Chizuk, and he says Bovad, and afterwards he says, I asked the Kasha list, whatever. And afterwards he says, Chizuk Ushizeh Lektisef is Inyan. And so it's two things. So it's not a Bavad. Okay. So I just want to tell you, there's no problem over here. Just read the Rambam carefully. And every word is Meduyik. Now, V'loy Nifne, he says, V'kashi Husagno. Let's just start again and I'll show you how this works. And we'll move ahead with that. Okay? And we'll talk about just plain pshat. Then I don't want to get to something. I just wanted to. No. He says like this: Ukashe husaku elu inyonim. Hine roi limnois elu inyonim hametsuvu bahem. So this we mentioned. It's inyonim inyoni atera. That's what mitzvahs are. But it's sivui hametz. The inyonim hametzuvu behem amuzu behem. Inyonim by itself is not enough. Different inyonim depends upon the asei and alois asei. And it's sivui. Bein shumaisa odeya odibo omida. V'loi nifna ribo atzibuyim shebo b'inyin ahu. Im hoya bo hametzuvu bo o l'ribo asholos shebo olob. So he stresses that it's both asay and ashala, correct? Lefi shekulam bo lechizek bovad. Okay? That's one. Okay? Now, let's see the next lashon where he talks about one second. Go. Now, one second, let's see. Here it is. One second. Now, let's see the other one. Avo. Im lo yiye shom inyon noisav, hay tachlis ma shenichbal lechizuk. Okay. V'chein kedei sheneida sheze ha'ovon godol ma'oid v'kivin shebo oboy azhoach azhoa. Kivin shebo oboy azhoach azhoa. So, isn't it interesting that when he talks about it the first time, he goes out of his way to talk about Asay and Hashala, and the second time around, he only mentions Hashala Hashala. Okay? Correct? Now, I want to talk about my thesis, okay? And then we'll go, okay, correct? Is that correct? Okay, those are the facts, okay? So the question is, okay, for example, let's accept the goyim, okay, that the way you measure Rishia Gmire, okay, is in terms of, the way you measure Avoin Godol Ma'oid is that for Kfur for Rishia Gmire, correct? When you talk about, we talked about Chizuk, okay? It talked about Chizuk in terms of Aseh and Lois Aseh. The chizuk of what? What's chizuk? What's emphasized? What do we want over here? So basically, the ashora is a tzivui not to do something, and the aseh is a tzivui to do something. So I would tell you that this tzivui is a strong tzivui, and this the ashora is a strong tzivui. Okay, and that we explained last week. That according to the Piskalov, then I say doicha that two lavim, because the tzivui of the ashor is strong. We said, however, if it's a double assay of a kefil and it's a double lav, it can be zichlus. Then the tzivui to do it is strong. The chayvus gavra is strong. Okay, the chayvus gavra. When you talk about chime or aveira, the question is, so you want it to be big, okay? You want it to be big. So let me share with you something like this, okay? For example, you have, okay. You have, for example, Aram Huch's Tshuva, okay? Aram Huch's Tshuva. And the Ram says, towards the end of Perek Aleph, Huch's Tshuva, okay? He says that when a person does an Ovoy, and if it's an Asay, and he does Tshuva, it's Mechel Miyad. Lois Asay requires Yom Kippur, correct? Yom Kippur. Okay. So the question is, could you imagine violating an asay, is avoyne gadol, if is moichin lo miyad, and Yom Kippur is not, you don't need Yom Kippur at all. Okay? And could you imagine there would be a nafgamina in the kvura that this rosha to be chalashem the gavo that it's koyvim being showing gemira. So I want to suggest in Rambam that the Rambam only introduced avoynoi chomam ma'oid in loisaseh, and that's why he's medaktik when he's zeh ha'ovin. God of Ma'id in Yeshboy Ashora Achashora. And that's what Moshe said, that it says Ashora Achashora, that's a pshat in the pashtrat in the Mon Yavomis. It's as if he did it many times. Okay? Okay? And that's the Avon Choma Ma'id. Okay? But however, when it comes to Asay, it's only a question of Chizuk. So when he's talking about that which applies to both, at the beginning, it's chizuk bovad. And however, when he throws in the next issue, he's very careful only to say, ah, asho, ah, asho. Okay? Now, I must tell you that the Hagoyin Rabbi Leol Vilna does not subscribe to this, okay? And we're going to do two things at the same time, okay? And then I'd like to see what the Goyin says and which part of the Gemara, which part of the Rambam is the Goyim referring to? What's his Raya, okay? Now, let's see. Okay. Now, like this. That's Rambam Perek Hey Av Tshuva Over Odo Mitzvah. That's Perek Alpha Lachadalot. Okay. Now, the Gemara in Yevomus and Lamed Beis Lamed Beis My Isa Moisif Ika Bechi Tema Migu Ditzer Bekulu Achvasa The High Isa Kilu El Omarovo My Lava Kosa Kilu Osa Shtayim They Don't Chayav Lachas Vechein Ato Kein Osa Rovin My Lava Kosa Kilu Osa We don't know. The whole Gemara is talking about Choras Holos and Isach Alisa, so we don't know from the Gemara. Even if you take the Gemara is talking about this, there's no indication the Gemara is talking about anything else besides As Holos. Okay, let's say Avina Godomoid, and Avina Godomoid. He does tshuva and he's has kapol without he's niskapa miyat chesnit. Okay, now the Goyin, however, in Or Chaim does not learn like this. Shh. In Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sif Beis on the Shulchan Or Kol Koyin She Ain Boy Ech Medvo Ma'akvin Im Eino Oy Leduchan. Afa pisha bitl mitzvah saseh, hari ze ke'eve begimel aseh. Ke'eve begimel aseh. So the Goyin says, ayin b'seifa mitzvahs leharambam, sherish tes, v'da ki ato afilu timsa. Okay, he's talking about the loshon of the batikim that say over b'sholosh, I say, or Shah, or the word he's talking about, Birkas Kohanim, and Tzitzis, and Tefillin. Okay, that's we'll see later. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Rambam later. Let's see what he's referring to. Okay, it says later, Vida. This is referring to this statement. Vida Sha'ata Afilu Timsa Loshen Achachomim Ki Mi Shi'avu Asholo Plonis. For over al kach b'kach lavim, or mishi yivatil at tzivah ploni. For over al kach b'kach asay, lo yischayim mizeh shinim lekol lavim. Hayem kulam gemifrad, v'lo yikol asay minifrad. Lefi she'inyan echod, v'yein bo yirim bo. It's one inyan. V'lo yomu shu'oy b'kach b'kach asay, o b'kach b'kach lavim el b'glak felis at tzivui, o asholah b'mitzvahu. Hayi. L'gishva over asholos rabois o tzivuyim rabim. Ela im timsim oimim loika, shtayim oi shalosh, oz nimne kolecho viyacha bukule. And then he says, v'zeo ahefresh, bein omrom oive mishum kach v'kach, ubein loike shtayim o loike shalosh. V'araya al kol zma sheomalnu, omom, kol mi she'ein, kol she'ein lo tzitzis v'bigdoi, oive v'chamisha asei, lefi shenich v'boi, Loshen atzivui chomesh pomim. Okay? And you keep in mind, v'yosalem tzitzis, v'nos not tzitzis, that's okay. V'hoyo lachem the tzitzis. Okay? No. I'm not getting involved with other Rishonim might have different ones, okay? Gidilim tase lecho, al abba kanfes ksuscho. V'motzono lehem, loshen mavur b'mit tzitzis, shi mitzvah achas, k'mo shi mavur כמו שהבאה שכשאז כי המצווה זה יש. ועל דרך הזו יש בעצמו אום חוש מניח תון, אוי ובשמונה עשי, לכפי לסציבו בהם, שמונה פעם קלוימה בשלוש ושל יד. וכן אומם, כל קוין שאין אוי לדוחון, אוי ובשלושה עשי, לכפי לסציבו שלוש פעמים. ולי תוכל לאיך המוני המצווס לא אימה, שבבית הסקוינים שלוש מצווס, וציטס חמש מצווס, ותפילן שמונה מצווס. אוקיי? This is what the Goyin is referring to. Okay. So then it comes out according to the Goyin that a Kohen who's not Oil Duchon is Kvir Bein Vashir Gemire. Okay? Let's say that's what comes out. Okay? If no one's talking about Chizuk or Avodah Chom, that's what he says, correct? Okay. Okay, so that is what the Goyin's saying. And the Goyin does it again in Tzitzis. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch, when it says in Siman Ches Sif Yud Zayin, Niskase Bebeged Shehu Chaye B'Tzitzis V'lehita Boi Tzitzis Bitol Mitzaseh. Okay. Fakir, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Gemara in Menachos about that he's over al hein. So bitul mitzaseh. So the Goyin says a shtickle teira. Mamash a shtickle teira. So the Goyin afal gaf the amin and shom mem dalam and aleph shoiva behayaseh. Mikom okay, eino ele mitzvah achas. It's a mitzvah achas a minyan. Kmo shehei chagam and b'shoiv chi ayin shom. Okay. So he's machadish different between bittel and oiver. Bittel mitzvah, he is the mitzvah of the minyan mitzvahs. But oiver, you oiver chamesh. And in Nesias Kapayim, he's talking about oiver. Therefore, he quotes the gemaras. Here, correct. That's what Goyin's saying. Okay, and bittel. I'm just confused because I'm not clear that I'm even would subscribe to the second shtickle the Goyin says. Okay, she bittel. Okay, the Rambam lechera, if there's an issue of bittel of the mitzvah and tzitzis, he should quote. I thought he should quote the Gemara Menachos or something. Okay, let's see what he does. I'm gonna need two Rambams to make your own conclusion. Perek Av Halacha Gimel. First, tzitzis. Nimsu b'mitzvah zu shnei tzivuyim. There's two tzivuyim in the mitzvah tzitzis. Shiyase al konof onof shiyitzim imenu. Shiyichoch al onof chut cheles shnemo v'yosu lehem tzitzis. V'nosnu al tzitzis al konof psil tcheles. He's quoting the first two of his five, and these are the tzivuyim by tzitzis. These are the real ones, okay? Then, you get the impression from Perek Beis Halacha Tes that the oinish of bittel mitzvah tzitzis is because of these two tzivuyim, okay? Listen to the Lashon HaRama, and by the coin to the Goyin, you're talking about tzitzis. He says, in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, kosher oynish, it's not going on the gemolim in Menachos b'shas rischa, so he doesn't wear a beggar of dalat kamfis. He's wearing dalat kamfis, he doesn't have tzitzis. Kosher oynish, mi she'eno maniach lovoin, yoyse me oynish shelo hiniach tcheles. Lefi shalobon motzi lakol v'atcheles eino mitzuyeh b'kol mokeh lo b'kol zman min yatzeh v'shamah. So he says that a person who has in front of him tcheles, he might not have it in front of him, so it's not only, he's not saying that the oynish of tzev tcheles and lobon are different. In other words, it's eino ma'akib, the Rambam says, was an oynish for not having tcheles and oynish for not having lobon. So what's this bittel? It's only a bittel. You know, what does he want here? And there's no mention of the, so I'm just a little bit confused. I'm not sure it's like, it's a kasha, you know, do it, but the, he's referring about the bittel, the oven godol, he's referring to this, and there's no mention in Hilchot Tzitzis, we'll come to it, about the five. Okay, now I want to tell you how I will learn the Gemara, and then we'll see something else, okay? Okay, it goes like this. Okay. Now, Let's see. Let's go one at a time. Let's go in the Gemara. That the Ram Zraya, but this whole shtickle Torah. V'zeo hefresh bein omrom oive mishum kach u'mishum kach u'vein omrom loike shtai o loike shorish. Okay. Is the Ram trying to explain kefa alav over here? Or kefa lasei? Or the Ram's trying to tell you that if the Matiki HaShmur don't say Beferish, that it's two separate inyonim, the only way that you can make it into two separate mitzvahs is two separate malchus.
That's a simon or it's a reason?
We two separate issues. Because the you see, in Aseh, you have no monos. In Aseh, they have to say the Matiki HaShmur, have to say the two mitzvahs, okay? In Lavim, you have two options. They can say that it's two separate in Yonim, how is umitzas no isaser, or they can tell you Malkus, correct? Okay. So in the three examples that he's choosing, at the beginning, before he mentions Avinor, he's talking about Aseh. Okay? So he's not, so there's no option of Malkus. He's not trying to contrast. Okay? He's not trying to contrast that they didn't say there's Malkus. He's just trying to tell you that this Lashon doesn't tell you anything that is separate in Yonim. Is he talking about here by Kefal Alav? Or by Kefal Aseh? There's no discussion at all, correct? There's no discussion, correct? The Gain throws in over here that we're talking about Kefal. And he says, oh, that's the pshat of Kefal. So, Bechlal and Rambam, the whole shtickle is, I don't know exactly what the basis of it is, okay? And now, the next point, okay, and that's going to be
So starting from Vida, it's not talking about
multiple. He doesn't mention Kefal, he's just trying to prove that any other Lashon besides Zum Mitzaseh for the Matiki HaShmur doesn't tell you anything unless they say Malkus. But he's not talking about Kefal over here. His discussion about Kefal was before, correct? Okay, now, let's see even further. The question is, did the Rambam learn that these Gemaras are serious? In other words, you're over Al-Hayas. Is it serious, okay? Because if it's not serious, it doesn't make any sense, correct? So I want to tell you that I can imagine by tefillin it's serious. And I can imagine by tefillin it's also kefal. But I think in Diuk HaRambam, it's certainly not talking about the Nesias Kapayim. And the Rambam, and I think also in Tzitzis also. So the two cases the Gaon are quoting, I would tell you that the Lashon of the Gemara according to the Rambam is Mlitza Ba'alma. And now, Ki Yad Hashem HaTov Alai, I'm going to try to prove it, okay? So to say that the Rambam is saying over here that it's Mishi Gemira, and that's the Einish, and that's the thing on something which might be Mlitza Ba'alma, L'Chira is a little difficult. Okay, let's say it's a little difficult. Now, let me show you over. Okay, now, but the Gain clearly, besides everything else, the Gain is diametrically opposed to my Diuk in the Ram before, because he says that the problem of Avonei Choma Ma'oid is by both of them. So the Chir then is a steal in Rambam, and he's not medaptic, you have to say. Correct? Just let's just keep things out. Now, next. Now, the Rambam, we mentioned before, the two mitzvahs that he quotes in Mishneh Torah by Tzitzis is the mitzvah of Lovel and Tchelis, correct? Also in Minyan HaMitzvahs he does with that, in Yud Dalet. mitzvah se yudal. He shes yivor lasat tzitzis. Vo amu yisale vi osel lehem tzitzis venosnu al tzitzakano psil tcheles. Okay? Then he says maybe it's two mitzvahs and it's tcheles yin makulam. That's the whole discussion. Okay? And there's no mention of this voyel lechem letzitzis gedilu taselcha ava kampis ksuscha. No mention in Mishneh Torah. No mention in Sefer Mitzvos. And there's no mention of this b'chlal. So I find it difficult to say that this is really serious and this is taka kefal. And this will, I don't know if it's kefal or not, but it's you know. And I would tell you what it means over is since the chalo is chiyuv and it's diamech and he doesn't do it, so that's the over. But it's not, you know, it's not the avon gadol. It's not like there's a mais avera over here. Or whatever the mais, whatever it means, a bit of it. Or maybe over asay sometimes, over asay. He says, now tefillin is serious. Because the Ram Hilchos Tefillin, we see also say for mitzvahs both of them. Perek Dalal Chavov, Afo Pi She Mitzvosan Lil Boshan Kol Ayoyim, B'Shas Tefila Yoyisim In Akol, Omo Chachomim, Kol Akoye Kriyishma, B'Lay Tefillin, Ki Ilu Meir Eid Sheka Ba'atzmo. It's the Tefillin problem. V'chol She Einoy Maniach Tefillin, Oyv B'Shmona Asei, Shehari Be'Aba Parshis Sivo Al Tefillin. Al shel roish, the al tefillin shel yad. So it means it's four and four, and that's you get eight, and that's the gemara menachis. And in sefer mitzvos in asay yud gimel, he shetivon laniach tefillin shel yad, v'amo yisal v'amo yikshatem lois al yad yadecha, ukvan nichpol atzivu b'ze gam kein arba pomim. So I would tell you, the Oiva B'Shmon Aseh is not a Melitza, I would tell you. Because it's Emes Kefal and we know what we're talking about. Okay? But L'Cheira, the Oinish is only a Bittel Aseh. That a person who's not Maniach Tefillin, I mean, it's not Kaftelim Monich by Tefillin. I'm not talking, you know. I don't know if that's the issue. That's because the Shmona Lavim. I find it hard to believe you want it. Okay, to say. Now, let's do the Sias Kapayim. Listen to this and listen to a Beis Yosef. Perek Tezvov of the Sias Kapayim Alochi Yud Beish. Kol Kain Sheinu Oil Leduchan. Afa Pi Shebitel Mitzvah Sei Achas. Harize Ki. Oyve al sholish a sholish I say, shenema kois vorch zmei Yisrael omol lehem v'som moshmi. So what's the ki? Okay, same lashon shulchan aruch. Okay, in siman kuf chaf ches. Okay, exact lashon ram. So the Beis Yosef comes. You say you want to say maybe he wasn't aware of, you just copied the Rambam, ches, whatever you want. Shnei Beis Yosef in shh. And Simon Kuf Chav Ches, when he's Mavaya, this ki oiver, says like this. He says, Shetaimo Mishum Deleke Bloshin Tzivui El Kosevoch Bovad. The only real actual Tzivui is a Kosevoch.
What about Amor Lehem?
Okay, well, I just tell you what I'm not. Ika lameima the chikom of Yeshua ben Levi harize oive lav dafka. Elo harize ki oive. So the Beis Yosef says explicitly. And all he says in the mitzvah saseh chavav, we quote in Birkas Kohanim, he should see vonu a kohanim levorches Yisrael b'chol yoyim v'omu yisale kos vorches b'nei Yisrael omor lehem. Omor lehem, I guess, is part of this, as he said, is a kefal b'chal. Kos vorches b'nei Yisrael, the pshat, your answer, is omor lehem not a separate thing. Kos vorches b'nei Yisrael omor lehem. Okay? So it's not m'litza ba'omor. Okay. So I will tell you, that's what I'm wanting to say. It's like a m'litza ba'omor. Okay? And I would tell, that's what I meant to tell you before I go back. In Hilchus, in the Siz Kapayim, he mentions it, okay? And since Bukhar doesn't mention it. So it's not clear to me that the Ram took this whole thing very seriously. So what is he quoting it over here? The whole quotation over here is not telling anything about Kefo. He's trying to tell you that the Lashon, the only way the Matiki Ashmur can tell you that it's a separate mitzvah is only... is one of two ways. What he mentioned before is the Matiki Ashmur say it's a separate mitzvah. Or secondly, is Malkus. Any other Lashon which sounds like something is absolutely nothing. That is point number one. Okay. Now, point number two. Now, okay? Okay. Okay, point number two. Point number two is like this. I mentioned last week, I told you this Nigla Makosuf. And what's the Schadish over here in the Pirush HaMakubo, that it's not Oikir and Seisa, the Nigla Makosuf, but they're both kind, okay? And I was asked, and I went through Kiara Tevolai, Kiara Shema Tevolai, to prove this point, okay? Even more banging more, okay? I told you that you could you see something like this in the Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Aleph, Chiseiver, that it's Kilu Yechusa, whatever. Okay, good. And Ayin Tach Zayin Shein Tach. Okay, good. Now, let's go. I'm gonna go one thing. What I'm going to do now is try to go through. Okay. And explain how this expresses itself in Bosa B'cholot and how it expresses itself in Klai Kerem. Okay? So it goes like this. It's like this. There are two lav in the Torah, there are three lav in the Torah, there's three times lo sevasha, b'dim b'chal adim moy. And the Ram says in mitzvah, in Minya Kotze, in Kuf Pei Zayin, Sholecho Bosa B'chol, Sholecho, that's a Nusach HaMitzvah. Shenema, Lois Vasha G'di B'chal Evimoy, Pam Shnia. Kach Lom L'Pi HaShmua, She'echo Leso Bisho, V'echo Leso Achil. So the Minya Kotze is a ganze Shtekul Teira with the Pirush HaMakubo. But the suggest, okay, and you find other places that the Matik Yashmur and say it's two separate inyonim. They say Bayo Bayimote, okay, you find them also by Mumim that they say it's five separate shemas. They're not talking about Malkus, because the Ramam in the first three Lavim Asholis of Mum, okay, he doesn't mention Malkus, he only mentions the fourth one, okay. You go through, I don't want to take time now to go through all of them. And the same thing about Yobai Motze. He doesn't mention that's the Rai. He says at the end, it's Kilu Fosaba Maisa. But the Rai is Otta the Lashon from Matik Yashmu. That's a separate Indian. Okay? Now, the question is what happens over here? Here we go. So you look here, you look at Lois Atzei, you'll see in that, in Balmum, Tzari Alev, Tzari Beis, Tzari Gimel, it doesn't mention it, Tzari Dalet, he mentions Malkus. And then you see in Bayor, Bayor Motzei also, okay? Reish Aleph, whatever, okay. Now, so it comes out that once the Matiki Ashmua, and that's the Loshon Ram you see throughout here, say that it's Iyan Noisa, there's no more Kefal Alav. Correct? Abel Chayra, Lefiad Nigla, it is Kefal Alav. So why did the Torah, what's going on over this? He could have said, you know, Bishul is more. I said, Torah said, but that's not the case. Because the Ram Gufel, the whole Sherish is telling you there's no more Kefal Alav. Correct? And Kefal Alav, and in Yonim, it's the Chastira. And it's Kefal Alav, what's in Yonim Shoinim, right? And that's Biskos Hoshtikul Torah that comes out by Yor, by Motzei, the Islam and the Lasei. And in Tmura, there's no Lav and the Lasei. Correct? Okay. We call a Pirush HaMakubo. Pirush HaMakubo Moshe Rabbeinu. The Lashon is B'Tachla Dikduk. The Kavon is just a Pirush. But nothing to do with the Pshuta Shel Mikra. It's not like you have a Kri and a Ksiv. The Ki'ilu, it's written over here, and it's Ki'ilu, it's a Kri, and independent of the issue of Yesham, it's not a question of Yesham and Messiah, Yesham and the Mikra, okay? Here the Pasuk Taka says what it says. It's not the Shaila that the Pasuk says one thing, you read it something else, okay? Okay, it's only a Pirush. It's a Pirush Hamakubo. And therefore, the Rambam's machadish that the pshutei shel mikra is also chal Hashem over here, and therefore, bosav acholov, if you eat bosav acholov, shalek ideh chano, all isum shebatera, if you eat them, shalek ideh chano, not, I'm talking about achila, I'm not talking about chano, he's in shalek ideh chano, he doesn't get malchus. And bosav acholov, we'll see also, Karen, get Malchus. And that's more Psochim, Chof Heim and Aleph. V'abai toima b'mai toima b'mai toima b'osav b'chol she'ein loiker olav el derech ha'nosoy ota b'osav b'chol v'achil k'sim be? What do you mean achil k'sim be? There's doch a tachdid, there's doch a pirush ha'makubo, there's doch achil. But it's not k'sim be! V'idoch, v'chol moisadol, v'chol bog, v'chol meir, right. V'abai lohochi lekosav achila v'gufoi, lo yume shalekin lo, afilu shalke derech hanosoi. Hilchus malchus suiz, per gedal lochiyut, kol o ichlin o asun, eno chayev aleim, ad shiochlo derech hanosan. Chutzi bosa b'cholo v'klai kerem, shalem bohen achilo, elo hoitzi isa achilosan, b'loshen acheres, b'loshen bisho, o b'loshen hekdish, Leso oison vafilu shelegeder chanoya. Minyan mitzvos. Listen to this. In Kuf Pei Zayin, ish is hanu meacho bosa b'chol v'uomo gam lois gam kin lois avash gdi b'chalav v'moy pam shniya loitzaboy is achil v'chule. Now listen to this. U'b'sheni mipsochim. Omru b'bosa b'cholov lohochi lekosavach b'yachmona achila b'gufo l'mem shalekin lo afila shalekideo chanov uzuchozer. So I was looking at this today. I said to myself, Reboy Nishal, isn't Mishneh Torah? Isn't Mishneh Torah at the Sefer where he's talking about the Protei HaMitzvos and he says it's a Sefer, you can have anything. What is the purpose of telling you this shtickle Torah in Minyan HaMitzvos? L'chol is completely out of place. The answer is Rabbi Isai, that Minyan HaMitzvos has a dual tafkin. Minyan HaMitzvos is a shayla from Minyan Tayag. And the Ram says in Akdom to the Sefer HaMitzvos, he's going to tell you the nusach of the mitzvah. Each mitzvah has its nusach. And the Ram is telling you that the nusach from the Isa Achila is not a Poshta Achila. It's Achila, which didn't say Achila Mufurish. And that is Gufa part of the Nusach. It's not Stam. Because in the Nusach of the Mitzvah, the Nigla Me'akosov is a Chelitz Malav. And that's what he's telling you. Oh, no, that's the Pshat. You'll see next also. And that's so the Nigla Kosov is part of the Sechamitza. And that's what you're looking at. Now, Claire Care. And we'll get back to Bos B'chol of the Mamish, the Chmamish Gvaltik Rambam. The Nusach and the Minyan, each word is talking like a TikTok. Next. Now, Claire Care, and we'll get back to Bos B'chol. You have to get to the end. And I want to tell you about Bavo. I want to tell you how, what's going on Bavo. Okay, you'll see. See, I hope I'll finish this. I want to talk about something else. I don't get to it yet today. But I feel this mamish, he said this in how Pirush HaMakubal works. Now listen to this. But I think that he said that he's telling you Minyan HaMitzvahs and the Nigel HaKosav is also part of the Nusach HaMitzvahs Gvaldik, if that's correct. Okay. V'chei B'klai Keren Yuloike Arachilosan Ata the Gemara the Ram in Sanhedrin Per Gites Aloch Yedal Halacha Dalit in the minyan Ascholish Lekan Lein Sadivah Vo'ichel Klai Kerem Machu was a suis Perig Yud Halacha Vov and Zayin Klai Kerem Ketzad Mimi Mini Atfuo Mini Yirokish in Israel in Geffen Shnei Masur Bachila Banoya Shnema Pentikta Shablei Azera Asher Tizra Usfuos Akerem Kloima Pentisrachik Vites or Shneim. Okay, that's what he says. For Oichel Kzais, Miklai Kerem, Bein Min HaYerek, Bein Min HaNovim, Loike Min HaTeira. So, you learn now from Kloima, Pen Tisrachik, Vites or Shneim, there's the Yisachil and HaNo, correct? And l'chol you only look on the achila. That's what it says, both places, right? So I would tell you that this kloimash, the schachek, is a pirush HaMakubal. And it's not the loshen hektish in the, it's not the hektish that the Rambam quoted in Ma'achos HaSuas over there. In Perek Yudalad. How do I know this is a Pirush HaMakubal? Okay. This is Kloima. In Fakir, the Kloima, I would tell you, is Meduktuk. It's not the Pshat, it's Kloima. Okay, Kloima. It's a Pirush. Listen to this. Mitzvahs kuf tzadi gimel in minyan mitzvahs lois hase kuf tzadi gimel he shes hilnu me'achol klai keren bilvad v'omu yisale petikta sham le'azera ubo'o ha'kabola. What's that? What did the Pirush HaMakubal? Ubo'o ha'kabola petiktash petukar esh. What's a loyma she'ena muta lahonis? At the ena muta lahonis, he says, is a Pirush HaMakubal. And that's the same thing, what's going on in
Mishrachila.
In Mishnah Teira. The kloyma she'tisrachik. Okay?
What is the bilvad meaning?
What?
When he said, when he's talking about klaikam bilvad, what does that word bilvad mean? Was it excluding something? The start of the Mitzvah.
Okay, well, can I tell you? I'll get this. I want to get over. It's not. I don't. If you think it's negate, okay. Because no time is. I want to finish. No. I believe that I'll take care of you. Okay. Okay. Now you see question. Okay. It's very strange. he quotes the Pirushim Makubal by Hanor, okay, and the Nusach of Klai Kerem is Nachachila. Doesn't he say that? So, for some reason, we have to know how he knows it. He knows this. He's learning this Hanor, Kilu is Me'in Achila, and if it's Isa no Me'in Achila, so it's an Isa Achila. And you see clearly that he's learning it, the Kavon of the Pirusha Mekubal is an Isa Achila for Me'in Akotze. Me'in Akotze Kuf Sari Gimel, Shlelecho Klai Kerem. Shneema petikta shamle azer ashe tizor usfuus akolim ze hu isa achilo. However, Rabbeisai, since the pirusha mekubal is not oike the pshuto shel mikra, and the pshuto shel mikra has nothing to do with achilo, it's a loshen hektish. Okay. So you heard, therefore, you look here, al achilu shalukin derech hanor. The same exact thing that we had in Bosa B'chol. As mefurish in Miyana Mitzvah, Mitzvah lois sekuf tzadigimu, he does the same thing again. He quotes the Gemara Pesachim by Klai Kerem, because Rabbi Yisrael is also part of Nusach HaMitzvah. The Nusach HaMitzvah is a conglomerate of the Torah Shebiksam with the Pirush HaMakubal. לא יסקוף צד הגיבו. ובשני בפסוחים, מפסוחים, כשאומרו כל יישום שבתר אין לא יקן עליהם, אלא דרך הנאוסון, רוצה לו מקום מה שנעשו אכילוסוי, הוא חי בעל אכילוס כשיהיה נבוי. אומרו, אך הכן, אומר הבעיה, כל מודם בכלי הקרם, שלא יקן עליהם אפילו שלא כדרך הנאוסון. מה איתה אם לא יקסיבו אכילו? יקסיב פן תקדש, פן תוקדש. Okay. We have to, okay, we have to understand over here what he wants at Pentikas Pentukadesh, because Tukadesh is the Chapirish and Makubo. And you have to have the Pirush Mekubal Isa Achila, so you know, there's a problem over here, okay? But he clearly, okay, is telling you that the Nusach in the Nigla Me'akosuv is something not Achila, and in the Pirush Mekubal, it is Achila. And therefore, the Isa Achila is your Yichai Malkis. In Oichel Shol Gederech Hanos. It's mamish the exact same thing as Bosa B'chol. And he in the Sefer Mitzvah, it's because the Nusach, he quotes the Gemara. Now, next. The Rambam, Mehuchas Avodah Zorah, Perek Zayin, Alocha Beis, Avodah Zorah, Umesham Sheho, V'taku V'shelo, V'chol Anase B'shvilo, Osa Ba'ano, Shnom Lesovi, V'eval B'secho, there's Malkus Vano. Not Pshat, you don't get Malkus Vano because it's that he gets it. There's no Mice and Masuim or anything. You get Malkus Vano. But Nisuyat Kilo, Mkoto Kulo, even if they're also Isano, you don't get Malkus Vano. All of no Malkus Vano in the Rambam. Because Malkus needs Mufurish Bekor. Malkus needs a Pshapirish Akor, something like the Mukhvel Akor. And this will be like the beginning of the fact that Malkus might be a very important acid test to understand what the mitzvah is and what the Pshat and the Pusik, what's going on. But we'll leave, but let's not negate anything now. And the emes is, it's a mefurish Yushalmi. Yushalmi Ola in Perigim Alocha Aleph. Omer Rimono, Miet, Isa Hanoye Shaboy, Rabbi Avo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ho Isa Is Palinis, Mishor Aniskel Mechomet Shavu HaPesach, Ein Oloike, She'ein Loisase Shaloi Muchvo. And the Moshe is Muchvo because the Hano is not Mufurish in the Kor, only the Achila is.
What's the word?
Muchvo. Muchvo kesamlo, it's clear and clear. Muchuva, whatever. Mem, ches, vov, vov, resh. Okay? Kloima, le'inyin isa no loy muchvo, the loy ksuv, the loy kosuv buhu behedya. But it's only the rabbi sees isa no. Okay? Because the rabbi is not written before. So l'cheira, this Yerushalmi is the second time in the Mishnah Lamelech. What is no Malkus Yisano? In Perek Hei, of the Sedeh Terah L'chaches, v'yi atan, Moshe Chazal Ragin Mishnah, which is a different time, not getting involved in that, o mishum da no lo ksiv behedya, ki im midrosha, v'davka achila, sheksubu beferish, loike, ach ano, sheloi bo yisubu beferish, ki im midyitzich kol lahati, nevei lebano, eno loike. It could be, I'm not getting involved in this, I'm just going to mention something that will be very important later. This could also be the reason why you don't mention, you don't get Malkus on Lav Shem Peklolus, because the East is only Mechlaul. It's not Mefulish and Kher. And the whole Malkus, and the whole, what is it? And then you begin to understand how the Lam is building a whole new world over here. This is just the beginning of something, okay? We'll see about later. The whole Sherish. The whole Shirish Chi is going to go, Malkus, yes, Malkus, no, what's going on? We'll see, the end, okay. Now, next. So, you have to say that the Pirushable Kubla is a Chiddush. It's also Mukhva Bakra. Then you get Malkus and Achilles possible Cholov. You get Malkus and Achilles Klai Akerem. Okay? It's also Mechuv Bekor. It's a Chiddush, correct? Because Mice only Pirush. So you can imagine, no. Okay, let's see. Now I want to deal with the Mishnah Melech's Kasha. I want to tell you about that. In fact, the Mishnah Melech, Loma Ein Loikan Ahano Bebosa Becholov, he says, "Mikom b'kama dava kosher lai, v'bosa b'chol v'achmon oma tlas zimne lo yisavashu v'aminen chad lebisho v'chad lachilo v'chad lahano v'im kein k'shem shalik al achilo amay lo yukal hano sh'ari chad lo yisavashu pirushoi." He doesn't say that the pirushoi makubahu ki ilu ksiv lo yisene v'im kein amay lo yukal hano. Okay.
Okay.
Third one. Okay, good. Say it now. L'chera, it's clear in the Rambam that that's not the pshat. You only say the Isa Achilu is ki'ilu mufurish in the Kor, and not the Isa no, by Basa Mecholov. Otherwise, the whole Nekud in the floor doesn't get started. Okay? And that's what he says in Perigim of Krisis Allah Meshadalad V'yesh B'dvor Ereiro Eil Nekul Nefloh Noi Oleo V'chule V'atshuv L'kach Shebaz V'chol Nesa Ba'no El Amach Meshosa Akos V'achilosa L'fi HaKlal Shebi'anu Shekol Shenesa V'achilo Nesa Ba'no Ad Shifor Akos. He seems to be calling my vol to see about what's going on. V'ein boy posig o'isa achilosa u'posig o'isa l'onis boy. There's no separate pasuk that I remember. The Ram says, See, the question is, we have to understand b'chalal what's going on. Even klai kerem. Because the Pirush HaMekubal says it has an edis hanah. It's an amazing thing. So we can say that in the what's the difference? So I think b'chlau, you double push it, you can't dash in a bavol. Hain in, it's just a motion, we'll see about it. We'll see also in, you can only dash in bavol if it says mufuish achil in posik. If all you're ending up with is a pirush mekubal, which says Achila, if there wouldn't be on something with a Pirush HaMekubal talk about Anoa, you couldn't get started. You needed both in Klai Kedem and in Bosa B'cholov to tell you that. Because if it's partially the way you said it, Baba Vo, you don't need anything more than that.
Yeah. Really get it,
okay. Lemaisi is, okay. Abba Vol's din is any time the Torah it says Lesercha, 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 Echad Yis Achil V'Echad Yis Hano B'Mishma Ad Shifu Lucha Kosev the Heter. So Bos B'chol, it wasn't here for the Heter, and Klai Kerem, there's no Heter. So all you need is Yis Achil and Abba Vol, and you're finished. So I'm telling Abba Vol was only said, okay, if the Nigla Me'ach Kosev, here's just the opposite, okay, if the Nigla is Achila. But the thing is, it's not oikir. It's not oikir nigla me'akosuv. Right? So nigla me'akosuv is...
It's not speaking by achilu.
It's not speaking by achilu. So you can't dasher bavo. There's no dasher bavo on a pirush HaMekubal. And the dasher bavo is on a pshuto shel mikra. So you see another nafkamina, and we'll explain how this works. Another nafkamina on how this whole thing works. That the pirush HaMekubal is still maintained. The pshut or shemik, the nigma kosov is still maintained. It's an amazing thing. And that's why both in Basa B'chol, we'll explain how it works, and in Klai Kerem, you needed a part of the pshut or shemik to say Yisra Noah. Without that, you couldn't have had it. Okay. Now, the minyan mitzvahs, so you have to say, it's a very strange thing, because you only get malchus of this, is that ki'ilu, what happens in Klai Kerem, is the Pirush HaMekubal tells you you can have avo, even though it's not mefulish. That's what ends up. Because in Yis Achila, you get malchus of Achila. And according to them, it's an amazing thing. The Pirush HaMekubal tells you you can have avo, even though it doesn't say it. Okay? And how do you do it? In Basa B'cholov. See, here he does in Basa B'cholov like this. Because in Basa B'cholov, this is the third lav. So he says, Hina yoda makshe, she isano, ein loy shimne mitzvah. Yeda makshe, this person will ask, why is she la makshe, she ikshe, vioima, leze dova moris, achilosa, visa, bishulu, shte mitzvahs, loy timno ison, hano mitzvah shlishes. Hina yoda makshe. She isano in loishim the mitzvah of Neatzma. Or Yeda, he should know. Pipide, Shuhu, Visachil, Yinechon. So, what's the Yinechon going to talk about? Because once you have the idea, if it's not about the Zoro, the Isachil, which is the type of Ano, it's all one Inyan. Shachil, min, 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 Ano, the Omu Yisbal Bach, Bedovo, Shuhu, Lo Yochel, Omnom, Udimim, Dimir Ano. V'akavona shehu lo yene boy lo yibachilo v'zoser. V'omlom alei ha'shol kovok v'shenem lo yisocha lo yisocha lo. See, just proves to my vow that it's an inyan echot. So that's what happens. It's ki'ilu, it's a different way. It's ki'ilu, the Torah said, you shouldn't have achilo, you shouldn't have ano, okay? You can't count this two lavim, okay? You can't count two lavim. But what happens is the second lav is mashlim the din. Okay. So it's very strange. Sometimes the second lav is mashlim the din, and the two lavim become a composite. And it's together, they're both. That's what he does in the assay by Yoivol, that they count both the Sheva and the Yoivos. Here, L'cheira, the lav, and you end up with a vo that the real lav is the Issa Achila, and the other lav just tells you it's Issa Hano. And that's how, it's another flip that the Nigla Ma'akosim is still maintained. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem will pick up next week the whole sugi from Chav Dal, Chav Gimel Beis, Chav Dal, but you have to mamish really prepare, because it's very difficult. Read the Rambam, break your head on it, read Biskal Machos Asuris, read the Ramban's Kashes, read Rabbeinu, and the Meister Zee, what's going on with Batisa, how you compare Batisa, what's going on with Bosse Yechol B'chol Tomei, how does he quote in Sefer Mitzvahs, and it's the Gemon Psachim he quotes, and the Gemon Psachim says, is it a Mitzvah, it's not a Mitzvah, what's the Gemon comparing, what's, okay, that's it. You'll see that those are the Kashes. But say that's Lochal Rambam.
I have the next Thursday, but I hope to catch it on Facebook.
Okay, soon.